At least 38 people have died and some 200,000 have been displaced in 5 days of violent clashes in India's northeastern state of Assam. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed and crops in the Rift Valley burned to the ground in the riots between the indigenous Bodon tribe and Muslim settlers. Security forces have been given shoot-on-site orders and a curfew has been imposed in the troubled areas. Bishop Thomas Polopilil of Bogayon Diocese in Assam spoke to me earlier about the origins of the conflict and what needs to be done to stop it.
The clashes here happening is between the Bodo tribal group, among whom there are many who are Catholics, and with the Muslim community. For some time now, the trouble was fermenting, first by war of words, then in recent times some individuals were killed, first from the Boro community, 4 youths were killed, and then some Muslims were killed, and then all on a sudden violence has engulfed the whole region. Officially, more than 35 people are killed and several thousand, close to 100,000 people are in the relief camps.
Now, I see that a lot of the issue at stake is a question of land. I believe that the indigenous tribals feel that the immigrant Muslim community are taking a lot of their land.
Yes, indeed. Now, what has happened is in the basically Boro-dominated districts of Lower Assam, that is Kokrajhar and Chirang, the main area where fight is taking place, Muslims have come and settled down in recent years, which was resented by the Boro tribals. And now, at this time, I feel in these areas, mostly the Muslim houses are being targeted, whereas where the Boro tribals are minority, like in the Dhubri district adjoining, the Boros are targeted and they are in the relief camps. Both ways, people are affected.
In fact, this really unfortunately is a violence and anger and aggression that's affecting both parts of the community. This is really a situation that calls for interreligious dialogue in practice, not just in words, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And we have issued an appeal to both the groups to come to talks, and we have offered our mediation in facilitating dialogue, and we are taking positive steps like contacting like-minded churches and our NGOs, and we are already working at bringing the people to talk. And
have you found any help and collaboration with leaders of the Muslim community?
We are at this point not able to contact any credible Muslim leaders to talk to, but our efforts are on through the mediation of Muslim leaders elsewhere. We are trying to contact the local Muslim leaders with whom we will be able to interact and dialogue.
I understand that the church's charitable organization, Caritas, has set up camps for people who have been displaced by the violence, regardless of their religion.
Yeah, we will be engaging in social work without any distinction, because that is what Jesus has taught us, to care for all God's children. Right now, our problem is that free movement is not possible because the curfew imposed and no traffic moving, and we find it difficult to get government from government side protection to move around. So right now, at this point of time, we are incapacitated from that point of view. But we are making all arrangements to see that help reaches our people in the camps and want to help our people in collaboration with the government, of course.
Finally, Bishop Polopilil, if you would like to make an appeal for dialogue and peace among the community there.
I would renew my appeal that violence should come to an end, and we should sit together and discuss ways and means to restore peace, and in peaceful atmosphere only any solution can be found for the problems that face both the communities, both the Bodo community as well as the Muslim community. And I renew my appeal for dialogue. And we are always there, and we'll make positive effort to bring together, facilitate talks between peoples.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.